The message from Iceland's prime minister was clear. Standing beside her Polish counterpart in Warsaw, Kristrún Frostadóttir announced that Icelanders could vote on whether to reopen talks on joining the European Union sooner than previously expected.
But in the coming months, we are going to have a referendum on opening up the negotiations, the accession negotiations for Iceland of possibly joining the EU.
Iceland abandoned EU membership talks in 2013 after 4 years of negotiations. But rising living costs, Russia's war in Ukraine, and threats by US President Donald Trump to annex neighboring Greenland have ignited debate, with recent polls showing growing public support for joining the bloc. The governing coalition had previously planned to hold a vote on reopening accession talks in 2027. Now that timeline appears to be accelerating. Iceland says it has much to offer the EU, from culture and tourism to a strategic role in Arctic security. Security in the Arctic and across Europe was a key focus of the meeting in Warsaw.
I would be more than happy if Iceland, but also Norway, the countries with which we cooperate as closely as possible, were part of the same community as Poland.
A referendum in Iceland would mark another step in the European Union's likely expansion. Montenegro is moving steadily toward possible membership in 2028. Brussels has also been drawing up plans for Ukraine to secure partial membership in the coming years.